So we'll start with the first game of Sunday afternoon, which is oddly at 3:00. What, you're just going to clear your throat right in the middle of my
Sorry.
intro?
I was trying to mute it. Oh, man.
And now it's sports time, featuring forecasts, plot synopsis, character studies, explanations, and interviews, making sports accessible to everyone from the diehard to the hardly interested. With your host, Ezra Fisher, it's the Dear Sports Fan Podcast.
Hi, everyone. It's a very exciting time in the football season for football fans and non-fans alike. There are only 3 games left. That's right. This Sunday, the 4 teams left in the playoffs will play in 2 semifinal games, which are confusingly called the NFC and AFC Championship games. And the winners will go on to play in the Super Bowl on February 1st. To preview this weekend's action, I asked my friend Brendan to come back on the podcast.
Why don't we get started with the Green Bay Packers at Seattle Seahawks? It's at 3:05 p.m., which is oddly the first game of the weekend on Sunday afternoon, and it's on Fox. We're going to try a little bit of a different format today, since we've done the same format for the last few weeks. So let's start with predicting the thing a commentator is most likely to say about this game.
What you're going to hear from the commentators about this game is whether or not Aaron Rodgers' injury is going to limit him and allow the Seattle Seahawks defense to keep him in the pocket and beat him up, and therefore prevent their offense from scoring at all. That, I think, is going to be the main thing the commentators are going to seize on.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, I had the commentators saying, the extra week of rest has really helped Aaron Rodgers' calf.
Or not.
Yeah, or not, but I think it has.
Well, which extra week of rest are you referring to?
The last extra week. I mean, yeah. It's one, I don't know if you can call it an extra week, but it's one more week than he had last week.
Yeah, I don't know. He was looking pretty gimpy last time.
This is scintillating podcasting. All right, let's move on to the thing that you would say if you were the commentator.
I would say there is absolutely no need to tune into this game because the Seahawks are going to win this thing in the first quarter.
Ouch. You're not doing a very good job selling the game.
Well, I'm not. I don't work for Fox.
You're a commentator.
Well, I know. That's why they haven't hired me as a commentator.
Got it. The thing I would say if I were the commentator is, this is a classic case of an unstoppable force, the Green Bay offense, going up against an immovable object, the Seattle Seahawks pass defense. Which explains why they won't hire me either.
No, that actually sounds like something they'd say.
Oh, well, thank you.
For better or for worse.
All right, so let's move on to our second segment, which is talking about the player you think most likely to win the game for their team. Why don't we start with the Seahawks and then go to the Packers?
For me, this choice on the Seahawks is pretty easy. It's Marshawn Lynch, a.k.a. Beast Mode, who... is the kind of setup to everything they do offensively. So usually if he has anywhere approaching a good game, the Seahawks are pretty tough to stop. It makes Russell Wilson's job a lot easier as a quarterback to have a running back who sets everything up. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with Marshawn Lynch.
Cool. Yeah, I went with, it's sort of interesting, the Seahawks, on offense, you really only know the names of their running back, Marshawn Lynch, and their quarterback, Russell Wilson. And after that, they're really surprisingly anonymous in terms of pass catchers. So I went with Luke Wilson, the tight end on the Seahawks, partially because he has the same name as the quarterback. But also, they lost one of their best wide receivers last week, Paul Richardson, to an ACL. And they're left with 4 guys, Doug Baldwin, Jermaine Kearse, Ricardo Lockett, and Kevin Norwood. And no one's really heard of basically any of them.
Yep.
And at times this year, the Wilson to Wilson pass connection has been pretty strong. And I think if the Seahawks win this Sunday, my guess is that Luke Wilson has a pretty big day catching the ball.
Paul Richardson really didn't see that ACL coming, huh?
No one sees an ACL coming.
Yeah, they're sneaky like that.
Yep. All right, and the Packers, who do you have?
On the Packers, I have one of the... underappreciated offensive lineman Corey Linsley, who is the center. And the reason I picked him is because he's a rookie. And he, in his first NFC Championship game, obviously, and it's at the Seattle Seahawks, which is the loudest place to play a sport on earth. And the most important thing that a center has to do is be able to communicate with the quarterback successfully. In this case, they'll be doing it all silently. So you'll hear a lot of stomping or see a lot of stomping and clapping. And so the question is whether this rookie can come in and handle all that and not make a mistake that will lead to a turnover or a fumble or a blown play or something like that. So if he does his job, I think they have a good chance to do it. I think more rides on his ability to do his job than almost anyone else, maybe with the exception of Aaron Rodgers.
Nice.
Maybe.
Yeah, I went with the Packers running back, Eddie Lacy. The Seahawks defense isn't really vulnerable to anything I've ever seen, but all defenses are kind of vulnerable to getting beat up and tired if a team runs the ball really effectively. So if the Packers are able to do that, it'll probably be with the 5'11", 230-pound Eddie Lacy, who this week was called, and I quote, slightly a bit overweight by Seattle defensive end Michael Bennett. So he should be motivated even more than normal.
Yeah, when you get called overweight by a lineman, you know you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Cool. So let's do what will it mean if each team wins? And again, start with Seattle, especially because you think they're likely to win, and move to Green Bay.
Well, I think if Seattle wins, then we're in the midst of a full-fledged dynasty, and they are not poised to go anywhere. And I think they will be hands down the favorite in the NFC for the next few years, especially based on if they beat the Packers the way they beat the Packers early in the season. I think you would have to say that the Seahawks are the most dominant team in the NFC for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I said if Seattle wins, it will confirm two sort of cliched truths about football, one new and one old. The old one is that, you know, defense wins championships, which is something people always say, and Seattle's defense is definitely the strongest side of the ball for them. And then the new truth is that a team with a quarterback who is underpaid compared to how good he is has a really big advantage because they can spend that money on other players.
This is true. He's not going to be underpaid for long, though.
No, I don't know when they have to pay him, but they'll have to do it soon. He's still on his rookie contract, and those are kind of tied into where you're drafted, and he wasn't drafted that highly. So that's how they can get away for a few years without paying him what he deserves. All right, and if Green Bay wins, we probably have close to the same thing, but what do you have for this?
I have, if Green Bay wins, that fans in Seattle are extremely optimistic that both Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch can recover from the debilitating injuries they suffered in the first quarter. Or alternatively, that Aaron Rodgers has elevated his legend to almost unbelievable proportions if he can run through the toughest defense in the NFL on one leg. That would be a performance for the ages in the NFL, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. I said it would clinch Aaron Rodgers as a near godlike figure in football and Wisconsin.
Yeah, I mean, so. I think he immediately... Scott Walker has to step down and Aaron Rodgers immediately becomes governor of Wisconsin if that happens. I think that's somewhere in the Wisconsin Constitution.
Yeah, you said Scott Walker because I heard Skywalker, and I'm thinking Luke Skywalker is the governor of Wisconsin. What?
Well, he doesn't have to step down from anything. he's still the man.
All right, so the line of this game is Seattle by 7, so they're favored by 7 points at home. We already know you think Seattle's going to win. Who do you want to win?
I would like the Packers to win, mostly because I would like to see that would be the more interesting story to me would be if somehow Aaron Rodgers can do this. I'm a sucker for an injured player doing something he shouldn't be able to do. Whereas if the Seahawks win, it's kind of boring. They're supposed to win.
Yeah, I definitely want the Packers to win also, mostly just because I don't like the Seahawks and I'm not really sure why. I should like them. I like defense, and they're really good defensively. But I don't know if like the weird sort of teal, silver, green color combination that doesn't really work for me. But something doesn't work for me about the Seahawks. But yeah, I think the Seahawks are probably going to win.
I think his name is Pete Carroll. Is what doesn't work with you?
Yeah, the Seahawks coach Pete Carroll is pretty obnoxious. Also, so. All right, cool. Let's stop recording and move on to the next game.
Thanks for listening to the Dear Sports Fan podcast. You can find more podcasts and tons of writing at dearsportsfan.com. If you like what you see and hear there, please subscribe. Thanks to Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com. Have a great day.